What's going on, guys? Captain Carlos here with Marea Gear. So today I want to talk to you guys about the largemouth bass and freshwater fishing. This is going back almost 40 years for us. Okay, it's kind of part of our roots, so we feel like we had to dedicate a podcast to it. So I grew up, you know, bass fishing around the local lakes and canal systems of South Florida, and I want to share with you just three lures that over the years I've kind of honed my bass fishing to that I pretty much don't leave home without. I mean, I got to have these in the box, at least one style of them. So the first one's going to be a topwater lure. You got to have a topwater lure. It's probably the most exciting type of fishing for fresh or salt, but specifically for bass fishing, because they're very aggressive, you know, species, and topwater is just, it's awesome. I mean, you get to see the fish come out of the water and explode on your bait. I don't think it gets any better than that. So the type of lure that I like to throw is just something that looks like the bait fish in the area. You know, as you guys have heard before in our previous podcast, I'm a, kind of a stickler for matching the hatch, not going too crazy with the colors. So just, you know, match colors that work and are functional to the bait fish in the area. You know, matches the bait fish in the area. The profile, you know, and the size of the bait, I'm usually fishing something between 3 to 5 inches, you know, not too big, just right there kind of in the sweet spot. And I like throwing our Wicked Walker just because it has a unique feature. It's got a slanted, aggressive tail. So when you go and cast it out, the way I like to fish this topwater bait is once I cast it, I let it sit for, you know, a couple seconds. A lot of times just in that sitting period right there, you get the bite. But after it sits, then I'll actually give it a hard pop and it'll launch out of the water like a little bait fish, you know, like a shiner or shad, you know, fleeing on the surface. And that right there is going to ring the dinner bell to any bass nearby. Catches their attention right off the bat very quickly. And then after, you know, that retrieve, I actually start just a steady retrieve. You know, I like fishing this lure kind of straight in line on the surface, and it creates just a little V, kind of like a bait fish, you know, on the surface, creating a V. I don't like fishing the zigzag pattern too much, or the walk the dog action. Here and there, I'll throw it in there, but most of the time, that's the way I like to fish the topwater. I've had more success that way than any other way, so I kind of stick to what works for me. Time of day that you want to fish this bait, typically early in the morning or as the sun's going down, probably the best times to throw it. Although there's some guys that are very hardcore, they'll throw it all day long. I've actually done really well at night with them, especially if I'm fishing an area with a lot of vegetation, you know, lily pads, whatnot. I'll actually switch out the hooks, you know, instead of the treble hooks, and I'll put inline hooks in there. That way I don't get caught up on the weeds so much, but I stay connected to these fish, you know. So that's the topwater. I mean, make sure you got, you know, one or two of those in the box. You know, stick to the natural colors. The next bait you want to have in your box is a slow sinking twitch bait. Okay, it's a must have. The profile of this bait is a lot smaller. Okay, it just looks like a little snack size bait. It does have a sinking or natural falling action to it. It really excels in the wintertime or when the water temps drop and it's a lot cooler. Those clear, cool days, not too windy, that's when I want to be throwing this bait, okay? It's going to get down in the water column where these bass are staging up, you know, so around a dock, around a big brush pile, you know, on the edge of a, you know, of a bank, anything like that. That's the kind of areas you want to look for. And you throw this bait and you're fishing it very slow. Okay. Very, very slow. That's the key to fishing this bait. Once you cast it out, then I usually give it a 5 to 9 count, just depending on the depth of the water that you're fishing. But that's usually the range. When you feel it's getting closer to the bottom, then you give it a hard pop, and the bait kind of just, you know, tweaks out, you know, goes kind of in a manic mode. That's why we fish our manic minnow, hence the name, you know. So give it that hard pop and then let it rest again. Okay, you're going to give it another, I want to say, 3 to 5 count. Again, it's all going to depend on the depth of water. If there's a little bit of water movement, you know, if there's some tide or wind-driven water there, a couple different factors you got to take into consideration. But that's it. You know, just giving it a pop here and there and letting it fall. And on the fall is when you're going to get 90% of the strikes. So you need to pay attention. Okay. And when they hit it good. I mean, they swallow it for the most part. It's a small bait. So they, you know, they attack it. But deadly effective under many different scenarios, you know. Another type of retrieve that I've actually recently experimented with this bait, in the warmer months, you know, so late spring, summer, I'll cast it out and just work it and rip it along the bank, kind of near the surface, kind of like a rattle trap. And it works pretty well that way too. So it just depends on the size of the bait, you know, that the fish are feeding on. So if they're keyed in on small profile baits, this is the one you want to be throwing. Again, stick to natural color patterns, black top, silver belly, you know, amber top, cream belly, stuff like that. Something that matches the hatch and the bait fish that are in the area. The third on the list, but definitely not the least productive, okay? It's probably one of the most, in fact, is a swim bait, okay? You got to have a couple swim baits in the box. I like using sinking versions. I also like segmented swim baits. I think they get a little more action out of the bait with less effort on your end, okay? So the lure does more work for you instead of you working the lure so much. So the way I like to fish these is usually a little bit deeper water, okay? So 5 to 10 feet, I think, is kind of the sweet spot. And you're working it along the structure. You're letting it fall, okay? And then just doing a steady retrieve. And you could do a steady retrieve. That's, you know, that's a great tactic. But then the other type of retrieve is letting it fall, let it hit the bottom, and then steady retrieve, speed it up, and then slow it down. You know, do a little varied retrieve. A lot of times that may work. You know, if one's not going to work, then you try the other one. And then the third one that I'll do in the wintertime mainly, just when the fish are really lazy and I want to keep it near the bottom, is just a slow roll. So you let it hit the bottom and then you're just literally creeping it along the bottom and just starting to get that lure, get the action. And that's all, you know, like just very subtle movements. But the swim bait is very, very effective. I mean, it gets down to where the fish are staging up. You know, I mean, it looks as natural as possible. You know, I don't think there's a bait out there that can look more natural when you're fishing a swim bait correctly. I like our motion minnow. You know, I've done well with these in salt water, but I've tried them in fresh water too, you know, just in the prototype stages, and bass went nuts for them too. Again, just stick to natural colors, native bait fish colors, okay? Something that mimics the bait fish in the area. So if you see a lot of shiners or shad, just, you know, kind of stick to that pattern, black top, or a, you know, like a gold or amber top and a pearl or white belly, and you'll be good to go. But that's it. I mean, those are the three baits. I think with those, you could pretty much go anywhere and catch a bass. I mean, I don't see why not. We appreciate you very much for tuning in today. If you learned something here, please, you know, share with your friends. Make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, check out our YouTube channel. We're trying to upload as much content there as we can. Just share, you know, the wealth and what we've learned over the years by ourselves and from our friends, you know, in the industry. We appreciate you very much. We'll talk to you next year and have a happy new year.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.